Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Jerusalem should never, ever be divided. Never. And never for the cause of peace. Israel has done this before. They've given up territory. They've given up land for peace, and it never has worked out. And particularly when they gave up the Gaza Strip. Hamas took over, and they've launched over 10,000 rockets into Israel when they gave them the territory and said it was for peace. Listen, we got to be careful, because right now in the United Nations, there's already talk of this two-state solution, and you're noticing the propaganda, this BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction movement that's being waged against Israel. And there's this strategy, multiple pronged, if you will, to get Israel to release control of Jerusalem. It cannot happen. It will threaten Israel's safety. And if we're involved, if the United States is involved in pressuring Israel at all into giving up this territory, the prophetic word is that God will divide America. We're talking about Jerusalem. We're talking about this silly notion of dividing Jerusalem. It's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it can happen. But if there's an attempt for that to happen, listen, we're going to pay.
Yeah,
we don't want our hands to be involved in that at all. And I want you to listen to Brother John Kilpatrick as he shares this prophetic dream. You know, this is one of our connect the dots moments where Greg and I talk about this very thing. And you're going to hear him share in detail what the Lord showed him and the ramifications that will come upon the United States and how this would impact us if we have any part in playing of the dividing of Jerusalem. Watch this.
Imagine the Mississippi River becoming so wide that you couldn't even see either side of the banks, and it was water all in between. Imagine America just being split. Well, this is what the Lord laid on Pastor John Kilpatrick's heart. If we participate, and look, we're all over it. America is all over trying to split United Nations. And we talked about the unstoppable voting block, that the majority of the people inside the United Nations does not like Israel, wants to do away with Israel. Everything is against Israel, and they're going to vote to remove Israel from Jerusalem. So that's a guaranteed thing if it gets turned over to the United Nations, like the president said.
And that's what they're pushing for.
That's what they're pushing for.
That's the agenda.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So they're thinking, oh, the United Nations, he's wanting to carry it to the United Nations. He knows the United Nations is going to vote against Israel. And that's been the platform all along. This has been in our face. This is before us and God. This has nothing to do with man. The question is, will we stand for God? Will we stand for Israel? Will we say, do not? And remember, this is a representative government. So the people in Washington, D.C. vote ever how you tell them to vote. So you got to have to call them up and let them know, vote for Israel. Do not, you know, allow this thing in this treaty with this nuclear agreement with Iran, who's an enemy of Israel, an enemy of America, and an enemy of God, you know, whose son is Jesus Christ. I mean, this is a major thing. So watch what Pastor John Kilpatrick says is going to happen if this happens to Jerusalem.
Madrid fault line, you had such a vision that it just shook your life.
It was a dream. I'm having dreams and visions, so that means I'm not quite as old as
you're middle age. That means you're middle age in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem's the issue.
And that the new Madrid, you saw it shaking. Could you just explain that quickly?
I was suspended over a river down by my house in Alabama. I was hanging over it, looking down at it, and I knew where I was. I could see the river. But immediately that river just went like that out of sight, and you couldn't see the bank of the river at all. And then the scene changed, and I was taken to like an old ancient schoolhouse. I didn't know where it was, and I was running through this old schoolhouse, and my teeth were clapping so hard in the dream I couldn't clamp my teeth tight enough to keep them from clapping, because the earth was quaking and bucking like a horse. And I saw a man in my church in front of me, and it was throwing him around like a rag doll. So I said to myself, it must be doing the same to me, because I can't keep from my teeth cracking and popping. So then the way it ended up is I saw like an old map of antiquities, and it showed the name Indianola, and it showed Europa. Well, as soon as it was over, I called my wife in, and I said, Brenda, I was shaking so hard, I couldn't stop shaking. It was like I'd seen a tragedy in real life. I just couldn't stop shaking. So she held me for about 30 minutes, and I calmed down. So when we looked up Indianola and we looked up Europa, we found out that there was five Indianolas at one time in America, but only three left now. One was in Mississippi, one was in Texas, and one was in Illinois. But I saw, whenever that was over, I saw a line going like this way toward Europa. So I knew that it was going from the east to the west. So when Europa was in Missouri, and Indianola was in Illinois. Europa is just a small place in Missouri. And Indianola is just a very small place in Illinois. Nothing noteworthy about it at all. And I couldn't figure the dream out. So a pastor called me later that day, and I told him my dream. And he got on the computer, and when he put Indianola in and Europa, it was the New Madrid Fault. Mm. You could superimpose those two cities over the New Madrid Fault. So then it made sense to me that the Lord was showing me that New Madrid Fault was about to break. And listen, that room was bucking so hard. It was bucking exactly like you were on a wild horse. And you couldn't, my teeth wouldn't stop clapping. It was bucking that hard. And I said to myself in the dream, whatever structures were, they are no more.
Mm. Oh.
So I have believed that New Madrid is in the center of our country. And the Great Lakes are up top and the Gulf is at the bottom. What I believe I saw when that river went out of sight is I believe that the Great Lakes was busted loose and the water started draining down. And I believe the Gulf water started draining up. And that's why the waters went out of sight all of a sudden. I think it split America right in half. So what I felt in my spirit, and I can't prove this, I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand in causing, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America. Mm-hmm. And I believe that to this day. I can't prove that, but I believe that to this day. But I will say this. I will say this, and you can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you're going to see earthquakes that will startle you.
Yes.
Because as sin increases, the land will manifest greater than it ever has.
And this New Madrid, I'm sure you've studied it since, the vision. I had no idea these two cities are the same name. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. You know, when you looked on that map, it had to shock you that, you know, and that, what was the year it shook before?
When the Mississippi ran backwards.
Yeah, the largest earthquake probably in the history of America in the past.
It rang church bells in Boston.
Right.
That's how powerful it was. And that shook, and that river ran backwards. And if it happens now, that was not in modern times. You know, it was in early America. And so if that thing happens now, millions could die. You feel like maybe even all the bridges would go, and literally it would divide America for a period of time, and you couldn't even get across.
The train rails would be disrupted. Trains couldn't run. Trucks would not be able to connect because the earth would split. Mm-hmm. The waters would come down. So basically, America would be split in half, just like they would be splitting Jerusalem in half. But Jim, in the last days, the Bible never said that Israel would be the issue. The Bible said in the last days, Jerusalem would be the issue.
It's all about Jerusalem. Mm. Listen, cut in half. Can you imagine the implications of what that would be like? You can't, you know, no goods, no services, mm-hmm. or being able to cross because the waters are just all over the place.
You know, to me, it's just indescribable and even unimaginable. It just makes me think that in one of the previous interviews, the guy had said that when he asked if something like this were to happen, what his thoughts were, and he said it would be a disaster of historic proportions. It couldn't be described any other way.
And no doubt.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.